What's that? Okay, overcrowded situation here. Okay, I'm starting the bottom, and then we got up to Kuf Ches Amud Beis, the next to last line. Hu Hoya Oimer Yad La'ayin Tikotzitz. Means, Yad, before you wash Negelvash in the morning, you shouldn't touch your eye. What it means, Yad La'ayin Tikotzitz, you're better off having your hand cut off than touching your eye before Negelvash. Yad L'chaitem Tikotzitz, to the nose, there's a ruach run in the hands, it could damage. Yad L'pet Tikotzitz, Yad L'oizen Tikotzitz. So before Negelvasser, it's dangerous to touch these parts of your body. That's the way it puts it. You're better off chopping off your hand than doing that. Yad l'chasuda tikotzitz. Chasuda is the thing that they use, I don't know, the knife, whatever they call that, for hakoza saddam. You shouldn't touch that either. Yad l'oma tikotzitz. That doesn't mean it has to do with Negelvasser. That means you shouldn't touch the mokum, because that we learned in Nida, you come to Hitzuazera. Yad l'pitapas tikotzitz. Vaita doesn't mean before Negelvasser. Rashi learns has two pshatim. Either it means once you touch the pitabas, you have to wash your hands before you touch anything else. Or it means yad l'pitabas, like yad l'omastam, you shouldn't touch there too much because you can hurt yourself. Where's the Rashi there? A minute. Yeah, you can bring on hemorrhoids, whatever. Okay, yad l'gigis tikotzeitz. Gigas, where they make beer. That again, that's back to Negelvasser. You shouldn't touch it before you wash Negelvasser. Now it says the Gemara, Yad Mesameya. Yad, if you touch your eye, like we said before Negelvasser, it can blind. Yad Machreshes, it makes deaf if you touch the ear before Negelvasser. Yad Malapalapus. Palapus means if you touch the nose or the mouth, palapus is a bad smell. Gutanya Ibnosin, I mean Baschoirin Hizu. The name of this. This rachro that shayr on the hands before negelvasser is paschayr. Umakpedes, she's makpid at she yirchotz yodav gimel pom. She doesn't go away until the way we do negelvasser three times. Omer b'yechanon puch is the blue stuff they put in the eye. Mavir, it says basmelach. It really says mavir baschayr, meaning puch can undo the damage. If the baschayrin, if someone touches his eyes before negelvasser, whatever it is, the puch can undo that damage. Upoisik es adimo, it stops tears, whatever that means. Umar b'sei b'afapayim, it'll make hair grow on the eyelashes. Tani nami hochi, Rabbi Yosef puch mavir basmelech, poisik es adimo, umar b'sei b'afapayim. Okay. Now, we're getting in a little bit here to refuah. You had a little bit yesterday. We're also going to get into, you know, the Gemara Rip Fourth, which we don't understand exactly. But anyway, it's Baschirin, it's a mistake. Baschirin, it should say Baschirin. It's that Ruach Ruach from before the Negelvasser. Now, the basic rule in Refuah on Shabbos is that if it's a Michael Briam, then you can take it for Refuah. Let's say you happen to have something, and apples are your Refuah, you can eat apples on Shabbos. Because once it's a Michael Briam, it's a food that's eaten by people, you can use it. Sometimes of leaves ain't bohem mishum refua. Why Rashi learns? Because the people eat it. It's people eat it standardly. Fine. Om Rabbi Yosef kuzbarto. I think they translate coriander. I don't know what it is. Ain't bohem mishum refua. Because people again would eat it. I'm sorry. They did it as a food too. Om Rabbi Sheishes kshus hops. They use it making beer. Ain't bohem mishum refua. Om Rabbi Yosef. Kuzbarta, before he said, it's not Mishum Refuah. Refuah is the whole thing. It's not a merape. It's nothing to talk about. I feel it did it cautiously. Not only is it not merape, it can hurt the eyes. Even eye, he was blind. Basically, it was a saginor. Even eye can cause trouble. Someone's blind can hurt more the eyes. It's certainly not a refuah. Omer Psheshes, Gargiro. They have a word for Gargiro. What calls it? Oiros. It's something that's good for the eyes. What?
Rocket.
Rocket?
No, rocket.
Rocket?
I've seen it before, yeah.
R-O-C-K-T, like a spaceship, a rocket?
It's a plant.
Uh-huh,
and
okay.
It's beneficial to the
eyes. Because, right. Gargira filled the dimali. Even he who was blind, it did something for his eyes. Okay. Oma marukva. Oma shumul kol minek shus, all types of hops. Shoru, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Because, again, they're Michael Brim. Lebami troiza. Troiza is a type of kshus. Normal people don't eat. It's eaten only for refuah. You can't eat it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Chisda. Okay, I'm going to go at Tosis. Rashi is interesting. The Tosis is a little simpler here. Shrika Tavya Shori. Shrika Tavya, the way the Tosis learns, the Rach, most of Shainim, it's a type of a gourd or a melon with the insides, they would put it through a sieve before they ate it. But you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Again, this is not up to this now, but in Boyer, we're going to have later, that if you have water, let's say, that's drinkable without putting it through the what do you call it, the filter, you can put it through the filter on Shabbos, because you drink it anyway. That's basically what the din is. Pipui, beye, it's a different type of vegetable, osir, because there, they taka wouldn't drink it without the sifting. The bisu de ziri, ziri's wife, now who said this? Ziri's wife, of dole l'chia barashi, she prepared for chia barashi this avatiach, she filtered it. V'loyoch refused to eat it. Omrolei, she said to him, l'rabcho avdolei, I made it for your Rebbe Ze'iri, v'ochal hini ate it, v'at lo achlis, and you're not eating it? So he told her back, you're right, Ze'iri l'tamei, that's Ze'iri l'shito. So the Omar Ze'iri we're going to have later, noisin odom yayin tzolu v'mayin tzlulin, a person can run through clear wine or clear water, l'toicham shameris to the tzuri. What do you call them? Shemir? A strain. That's a strain. B'Shabbos. Vein Choshesh. Why? Because you would drink it anyway without that straining. Al Mekeimet the Mishta Sehochi, since it's drunk that way without straining, Lav Midiko of it, then putting it through the strainer means nothing. It's Hochen Nami. This Shrikatavio, Kevet the Miskalochi, it's eaten this way without the straining, is Lav Midiko of it. Okay. Voma Marukvo, Misha Nogfo Yodo, Oraglo. He banged his hand, his leg. You can put your hand in wine to take down the swelling. That's not considered a refuah. Can you put your hand in vinegar? They said, not vinegar. Why? Vinegar, apparently, it makes it contract. It affects the hand. That's already called refuah. You're doing something to your hand. Omar Rova, Vahani b'nei mechoyza. The people in b'nei mechoyza came with the mefanke, the mefunokim. They're very delicate people. Anything that's a little bit strong affects their flesh. Is afilu chamra nami maslu. Eat by them, normal people, wine doesn't affect your hand. May cool the swelling. It doesn't. It's not soymes. It's not for kvetch. So it's not a refuah. Vinegar is. But these people are mifunokim. These people are mifunokim. Even wine is a refuah. Okay. Oh, fine. Ravina ikla be Ravashi. Ravina came to Ravashi's house. Chazio, he saw the dricha lechamro, a chamor, donkey, stepped on his agaba de kari on his foot, and he had a wound over there. The Yosef kotsomas lebecholo. He was soaking it in vinegar. Now we just said vinegar, you can't do that on Shabbos. Omalei lo sova lo ma lo hoda omar Rav Hillel cholo lo. Don't you hold like Rav Hillel that cholo vinegar you can't, that's refuah. Omalei gav hayad v'gav horegel shayne. This part, the Chazal held that this part of the back of the hand or the top of the foot is considered a makash al cholo. That's called the cholo sheish basakona. It's just like a pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. Any wound on the gavayad or the gavaregel is considered yesh basakona. So it has nothing to do with this. When we talk about refuah being osur on Shabbos, when I talk about yesh basakona, I mean,
top.
I think so. How did I translate? I'm pretty sure it means this part of the end. Pretty sure
top,
they mean,
yeah.
Igad Amri. A little different the story was. The first story was he saw him soaking it in vinegar. And he said, don't you know that Bill said vinegar is also? Igad Amri, Chazik Otsomus Lebechami, saw him soaking it in wine. Omalei, lo sova lomar, lohodo, amarova, don't you hold like Rovo, who said, Hani b'nei mechoizo, came in the mefanki, since they're delicate, afilo chamer nami, maslut, serfu, umar nami, omafani, and you, Ravashi, are also a mefunik? Again, he gave the same answer. You're right, al serfu, it's a problem, but this type of a wound is a yeshbo sakona. Omalei, gav hayad, gav regal shiny, dom ravada ba masl, omar rav, and as they get shulam shaking shulano, gav hayad, gav regal, harein, kemakashul cholol, umechal, olein, on Shabbos. It's a different story. It has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
Tana Rabbona. Reichatzin b'mei gror. Now, mei gror is, the way Rashi learns, mei gror is salty. The basic rule will again be the same thing here. To go into water per se, to wash yourself, is not a problem with refuah. Because normal people wash that way. That's not necessarily refuah. If it's azar water that people don't use for washing, yeah, then it's obvious you're doing it for medicinal purposes, so you can't do it. So the Braisa says like this, Rashi says, even though megror is salty, it's not that salty, so people do use it for washing. These are hot waters, warm waters. But people, you wash there. So it's not a refuah necessarily. It's like Michael Bree. Avalo b'yama godl, v'lo b'mei mishra, v'lo b'yama shalstoin. Mei mishra is water that flax was soaked in. People do not wash in that water. It had some medicinal help. So if you're doing that on Shabbos, it's clearly refuah. Yama shalstoin, it's the yama mela. That's mamish salty that nobody washes in. That was clearly medicinal. Now, what's the yama godl? We don't know. What's wrong with washing with the yama godl? We'll see in a minute. Viri minu, reichat simbe make tver. Yeah, that's good. Ubi yama godl. That's not good. We just said you can't wash in yama godl. Avaloba me misho, lobi yama shel stone. Kashi yama godl, a yama godl. There's a steer in the brises where you can wash on Shabbos in the yama godl. Yama godl, so the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, whatever it is, the ocean. Now, kashi yama godl, a yama godl. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara gives a territory which is going to reject in two lines, but it's very difficult. Tosis doesn't even say what the Havamina is in one second. You'll see. Loi Kasha, Horeb Mei, Horeb Yehuda. Let's see what their Machalikis says. Mamish doesn't do with us. It's a Machalikis in Megvoyus. And the Gemara applied it here, which Tosis, the Gemara will ask. Tosis says, we don't see the connection. Let's get straight what they said. Now, let's get two things in Megvoyus. There's two types of mikvahs, if you want to call it. There's something called a mayon. Mayon is mayim chayim. It's what do you call it in English? Yeah, it's live water. It's coming up. Then there's a thing called mikveh. Mikveh is standing water. It's... Now, there are two basic differences between a mayon and mikveh water. A mayon is called mayim chayim. Therefore, a zav, all the tumas we have do not need mayon. You can go to the mikveh. A zav requires mayim chayim. When you, by the tzipayr mitzayr, when you put the dam, it has to be el mayim chay, el mayim chayim el keli, el kicheres el mayim chayim, and by parashatos, by the eif of paradum, it says mayim chayim el keli. So for those three purposes, you need mayon only. You need mayon water. Fine. Now we have another thing. A mayon, since it's moving water by definition, it's mitahar bezoichlin. If it's running water and you go into it, that's a good feeling. But the mikveh water has to be standing, eshboirin. If it's running, that's one of the big problems. When a mikveh springs a small leak, that's the problem. Because once there's a small leak in the mikveh, then the water's going out. That's called moving water. The mikveh's no good, essentially. Because our mikveh is rainwater, basically. I mean, that's noitven. That's not the mayim chayim. It's got to be stationary water. Okay, now what we're going to done here is a mission in Mikvoyis. What is the status of the ocean? Is the ocean a mikveh or is the ocean a mayon? Okay. And what that has to do with us is very unclear. Let's get straight what it says there. This not. We have a mission in Mikvoyis. Kol hayamim kemikveh. All yamim, Pacific, Atlantic, Mediterranean, they have a din of a mikveh. Meaning they can't be used for mayim chayim. And if you toivel zach in the ocean, it can't be bezoichlin. Okay. How do you know that? Shenemar, posuk, lemikveh hamayim, kora yamim. Divrei Reb Meir. So he calls the yamim a mikveh. Finish. That's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, yama godl ke mikveh. That's referring only to the yama godl. Why did it say yamim there? Velonema yamim el sheyesh bo mine yamim harbe. Many yamim enter into the big yama godl. But the yama godl has a din of a mikveh. Other yamim do not. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, it's all the yamim are the same, but he splits their din. Kol hayamim mitaharin bezoichlin. They have the din of a mayan that the mitar bezoichlin. He says, why? Because the ocean by definition flows. It moves. It's not standing water, so it will be mitar when it's moving. But they don't have a din mayim chayim. Upsulim lezovim umtsurom. Why? Because the Torah calls it mikveh. Mitzvah Meir says mikveh makes it completely a mikveh. He says that no, that far the Torah didn't mean. It's running water. But the Torah called it mikveh, so it's not called Mayim Chayim. What does this have to do with us? Forget Reb Yossi. You have a machloikis here, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Meir, all the yamim are the same. According to Reb Yehuda, Yam HaGodol is in a class by itself. Right? So the Gemara wants to say like this. We had a stira. Can you wash in Yam HaGodol? Right? In a regular yam, you can. So the Brice that says you can wash in Yam HaGodol, that's Reb Meir. Because all yamim are the same. Reb Yehuda holds that Yam HaGodol is different. So you can wash in all yamim, not Yam HaGodol. Now, of course, there's nothing to do with us. There it's different because it's a din mikvah. It doesn't have to do with us. What about Rav Fuah? Just nothing to do with us. So he says he doesn't say, what the having is Gemara? What? Very strange Gemara. The Gemara is, Maskel Ranachem by Yitzchok. What's going on over here? Aim of the plea leading tomb of a tyrant. That's a machloik is. It's not a din mikvah, a din mayin, a posuk. Shabbos is totally, is it a fool? Isn't it a fool? The people wash in the ocean or not? What does that have to do with anything? Linya Shabbos, Mishabbos, Lu. Why would that machloik have any bearing on Shabbos? The din is Shabbos. Can you wash in the ocean? It's very simple. The normal people wash in the ocean? You can wash on Shabbos. Do people not wash in the ocean? You can't wash in the ocean. What's that have to do with that mayin machloik is over there? So we're back where we started. We have a steer in the brises. One brises says you can wash in the Yam HaGodol on Shabbos, and one says you can't. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchok loy kasher. Hod the ishtai, hod the lo ishtai. That's a big difference already. If you stay in the water, then it's refuah, because nobody stays in that kind of water. But if you go right out, you go in and out, that doesn't look like refuah. So now you're telling me, an interesting thing. You're telling me now that the second brisa, the one that says that you can wash in the Yam HaGodol, means you just went in and went out. But that Shver says the Gemara, because the Brice says, Lo b'mei mishav, lo b'yom shel stom. The Gemara holds in and out is mutter in anything. Even in this, b'mayu kimto lebasrei, so the second Brice, the lo ishtai went in and went out. So that doesn't look like a fool. No, e the lo ishtai, I feel b'mei mishav nami. Anything is mutter. The hatanya, reichzen b'mei tveyu, b'mei mishav, b'yom shel stom, v'yafal pisha yesh lo chatotin b'roi shoy. So loinishta is mutter in everything. Any yamishal stem emish, which is very refuadik, if you go in and out, it's mutter. So that brisa that said that yamagodl is mutter, and what do you call it, mishra and the other thing are oser, can't be talking about loinishta. It's got to be talking about nishta. So we're back where we started. Why do we got problems here? Elo. Two different parts of the ocean. Where the water is clear, people washing it. That you can wash on Shabbos. That's that brisa. That is dirty. Whatever it is, it's not clear. It's dirty. People won't wash in it. There it's muchach milsa that you're talking about. Then it's refuah. So the first brisa that said lo b'yam HaGodol is in the ruin shabbos. The second brisa that says roitzim b'yam HaGodol of a lo b'mei mishra is talking in the clear parts of the water. But everything is talking about nishtah. So now the Gemara just wraps up. But both of these brises said that mei mishra is also. Here we just had a brisa that mei mishra is mutter. If you go in and out, holds the Gemara, everything's mutter. Even mei mishra, even may stoim. If you go in and out, it doesn't look like a fool. So when you stay for a certain amount of time, then you got to know. Ein oichlin a zoivyon b'shabbos. A zoivyon, we'll see. It's some sort of a zoivyon. Do they have an English word for it? I don't know. Some sort of, I don't think they have an English word for that.
No.
Yeah, it's a type of hyssop. It doesn't help me much, but whatever. Yeah, that will come. They won't say which one it is. That's your basic rule. People don't usually eat. If you don't eat it, then it's refuah. That people do eat. When they're boring, we'll see in a minute what it is. That's a doozy. Ababrua, we will see also in the Gemara what it is.
Sounds good.
What?
Sounds good.
Yeah, they don't have English for ababrua. Because the more has to come up short than what it is altogether, Abba Bru. We'll get to the Gemara. Oh, kol oichlin oichal adam l'refua. Any food you can eat for a refua, because Michael Brim. Kol amashkin shoyse chutz. We made the kolim. We'll see in the Gemara tomorrow what that is. V'kois ikrin. Why? Mipnei shehain li yeroika. They are a refua for the machl of jaundice. Now, when you say hain, it's not the mission funny reading. It looks like it's talking about these two things. Made the column a case secret. Yeroik is case secret. Made the column, the Gemara is going to say later, is a refuah for constipation. You have to read it with a comma. Chutzu made the column. And case ikrin, the ikrin, are a refuah for jaundice. I will show so who made the column litzomoy v'soch shem and ikrin shalol refuah. That's a very important thing. When we say these things are refuahs, so it means you can't take it for something that's an eichlan, apple. If you have a machla that an apple is the refuah, that you can take on Shabbos, l'shem refuah, because it's a Michael Breen. Something that's only a refuah, you can't take the refuah. But if you're a bori and you're taking it some because you like it, then you can take it. That's this Mishnah. The column is a refuah, but you happen to like it, and you're drinking for no refuah purposes. Or you're drinking shem and ikrin, stam, you happen to like kosher ikrin, and you're a bori, then it's mutter. In other words, a person who's a bori and he likes medicine can eat medicine on Shabbos for non-medicinal purposes. Okay. Om Reb Yosef, here we go. Ezoiv. Now, there's Ezoiv in the Chumash, right? Agudas Ezoiv. You had it last week. In Mitzrayim, they took an Ezoiv, the Shmir, the Dam, and we have it by Hazon Mess. When the Kohen is Mazon, the Mess from the Mechatas, it's with an Ezoiv. Katam Chamagudas Ezoiv. So there's Ezoiv in the Chumash, and there's Ezoiv Yoin in the Mishnah. Obviously, they're both in the same family. One's called Ezoiv, one's called Ezoiv Yoin. So I want to say, what's the difference? Not going to help me too much. The Ezoiv of the Chumash is Abarta Bar Hamog. It's Hyssop, is that what they want? From Bar Hamog. And Ezoiv is Abarta Bar Hinnig. Rashi learns Bar Hamog, and to say one person, just a name, but he has Yeshmer Revise that Bar Hamog means, Hamog is reeds. It grows near reeds. And Bar Hinnig is thorns. It grows near the thorns. Okay. Ulo Omar, he has a different shot in Ezoiv in Marvo Chivro. I think they claim it's white. The Chivro is white. Marvo is sage. Echidab says spice, sage. Ulo Liklebe Shubai Huda. Isol Kame Marvo Chivro, this white sage stuff. Omar Haino Ezoiv gives Liv the rice. That's the Chumash's Ezoiv. Rav Popi Omar's got another shot. Shumshuk. I don't think they came up with an English word for Shumshuk. I don't think. What? That they bring from somebody, Marjorie. Oroch Shulchan. Yeah, he made that up. Okay, I don't think they have a good. Yeah. Or Rabbi Yehir, Omri Rabbi Yehir, me difte kavosi Rav Popi mistaber. It's mistaber like Rav Popi that the ezov of the chumish is what do you call it? Is shumshuk ditnan mitzas ezov by hazoya shloisha klochim. You need three stalks. Now, because it says Aguda, the truth it doesn't say Aguda over there in Parshas Chukas by the Hazoya. But it says Aguda says of Initzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara learns up, the Gemara brings a Teres Kayanim. In Sukkah, it brings a Teres Kayanim that we learn up Ezov from Mes, from Ezov in Initzias. So you need Aguda. Ain't Aguda Prusa Megimu. So you need three stalks. Now, Bohen Shloisha Givoylem means. Well, there's a steer in the Rashi's. What it means on each stalk, there are three givoylim. What do you call givoylim? Where those seeds are held. Pocket. Capsule. Very good. The capsule that holds the seeds. So it means each one of the three has three capsules, or there are three capsules on three of them. It's a steer in the Rashi's here. But okay, not important. So whatever it is, he's saying like this. We don't know what this says of in a chumash is. We had a comment for white sage, place shumshuk, drumshuk. I don't know what it is. Zokta semistoma shumshuk. Because the Mishnah says you have to have three with capsules, three capsules. The only one of these plants we find that has that is the shumshuk. So this is mistoma, Rav Popi is right. The shumshuk, who the mishtakra hochi. We find shumshuk that has capsules like that. Okay, good. Lemayachlele, what is it eaten for? This is oivion, it's some sort of ula kukiani. Kukiani is worms. Intestinal worms. Bimayachle, with what do you eat it? Besheva tamri, was the seven black dates. Me my havia, from what does intestinal worms come? So I had this in Ketzad Mavorch, the Gemara says, Mikimcha de Sairi, flour from barley. The Chol of Le'aboim Yom, that's 40 days old. Okay. Zog the Mishnah Vaita, Avo Ochu Huas Yoyezer. Yoyezer, even though it's refuah, but it happens to be a Michael Brian, people eat it. Okay, the $64,000 question. My Yoyezer, Putnak. Now, if you don't know what Putnak is, we'll tell you what they say, as does Jastro. They both agree it's Penny Royal. Doesn't help me all that much. I have the faintest idea what that is. But that's how they teach it. Penny Royal. Lemayach Lelo, what do they use that for? La Arkisa. That's if it's worms in the liver. I don't know what that's called in English.
Tapeworm.
Yeah, but tapeworm is in the intestines. I don't know. I don't know. It learns in the liver. But my achlo, with what do you eat if it or for? So here's a little different. Shevet tamri chivr, so with seven white dates. Me my havi, what does this machlo come from? Me umtsa umayo. If you can, usually umtsa means raw meat. Rashi says it means here roasted meat on coals. It's interesting. Generally speaking, umtsa, we have a lady in Shabbos, umtsa means raw meat. But Rashi says here it means wheat that was roasted on the coals and water, aliba rikt on an empty stomach. Umi bisr shmein, a fatty meat, aliba rikt on an empty stomach. Umi bisr de tura, axe meat, aliba rikt on an empty stomach. Mayam goizips, a type of nut, aliba rikt, again, if you eat that on an empty stomach. Umi gira de rubia, aliba rikt, gira de rubia on an empty stomach. Gira de rubia is stems of tilson. Tilson is fenugreek. Okay. And do they have a fenugreek? Fenugreek? Something like that. Okay, good. Now, aliba rikna. Umishte maya abasrei. All these things, you eat it on an empty stomach, then you drink water, it gets to these liver worms. The Eloi. So what was the refuah for that? This Yeza stuff. The pennyroyal. Now, if you don't have pennyroyal, what? Yeah, I guess it's a type of mana. If you don't have any pennyroyal available, or you tried it and it didn't work, or as in my case, you don't know what it is, so I ain't going to get it, but they got another eitzah for this. Livla tachli chivrisa, swallow white chivrisa. I'm sorry, tachli shcholim, cress, I think they tie in it is. White Chris, okay. V-lo, you don't have that. Lase b'tainisa, fast. V'lase bisr shamno, bring fat meat. V'lishde agumri, throw it on the coals. V'limitz garmo, again, interesting thing. Garmo usually means a bone. Rashi says it means if I take a juicy piece of the meat and suck out the fat. V'ligma cholo, and then take down some vinegar. If you could have me some nachol alone, don't fool around with the vinegar. Mishum the kosher lekavda. If you're trying to get out the worms out from the liver, the vinegar itself is not good for the liver. If you load, that didn't work, or you don't have that. This already is spooky. It's lysi gurda da sinta, the bark from a snare. Take off the bark from a snare bush. Degrade me loyle tatoi. That was. You can take the bark off the snail like this, peel it down this way, or you can cut it here and peel it up this way and get your bark. Don't ask me how, what's going on over here, but somehow the worms, we're talking about worms in the liver, somehow the worms will come out of the body in the direction that you peeled off the bark. So if you peel the bark this way, they're going to come out through the base array. If you peel them up this, they're going to come up this way through the mouth, which is probably not the most pleasant experience. So the Gemara says, peel it this way. Because if you take it from top to bottom, the worms will come out through the mouth. Now take this bark, cook it in beer, or I says in your neighbor's house. Shivave means neighbors also, because apparently has a very bad smell, and I don't want him smelling it. Anyway, ulemachor, the next day, naskirinin lenikovin the day. Either it means close up his nose, he shouldn't smell it, probably there's a shreklecha odor, or it means close his nose and his ears so it doesn't go out that way, so it can concentrate in his body. Anyway, velishti, drink this stuff. Then when he eliminates, relieves himself, mefani apshicha de diklo, he should go to that the pshicha where a dekel peeled off, not peeled, where the bark was taken off from a dekel. Good. V'sheisen ababrua. It's also Michael Breen. What's ababrua? Okay, I don't think there are any answers for this in English. My ababrua chumatria. Okay, now we know it's chumatria. What's a chumatria? My chumatria, chutu yechido. It's a psaza tree that grows straight, just a stick up. There's no branches coming out. I don't think they have a name for it. Let's clearly identify what it is. That's what Rashi says. It's what is it called? Okay, I guess it grows like a shepherd's staff. It looks like a staff coming out of the ground. There's nothing branching off of it. God doesn't even doesn't tell us what to do with it exactly. What?
It says he's supposed to soak it in a liquid.
Yeah, he brings some the oruch, I think. Yeah, obviously, God doesn't say what to do with it. Lamai avdilo, what's that? Useful to Geluya. Geluya was the times Chazal, the Shaif, we still have it today, Mayim Megula, Mayim that was left uncovered, were afraid a snake out there, put in the poison. So if you did that, this day it's a chumatria. The ilo, you don't have any chumatria, or it didn't work, the chumatria. Leise chamisha clearly, bring 5 roses, the chamisha kusta the shikra, and 5 cups of beer, when the shlokinu badodi, they cook them together, ad the kaiman pukam, because of revius, so you have a revius of this drink, the nishtai, drink it. The mother of Achtubay Barami did this of the Leila who gave it. This guy had, he drank Maim Gula. He made it for this person. Chad Kalilav, Chad Kusta the Shrika, one. Sholka, she cooked it. The Ishkise, and she gave it to him. Then the kunz is to warm him up a little bit. The Shogra Tanura, she heated up the oven. The Graftea, and then she took out the coal with 2 hands. She wants him to go into the oven to get a little bit warmed up. She can't put him in the oven, and we won't hear from him again. Forget about the worms. So she takes out the coals, cools down the oven. Still a bit hot on the floor there. She put down a brick on the floor so he could sit down. He sat down on that, and I guess this liquid with the warmth from the oven made the thing work. The Nofik Minei. He vomited up this eris, it means he swallowed the eris from the snake. Kehutza Yarka came out like Hutza's the branch on a lulav, like a green lulav branch, meaning he gave it out like a green stream poured out of him. Ravavio Omar, revius the chalb of milk from Izachivrisa, from a white goat. Okay. We'll help for that. Rafuna Bar Yehuda Omar, Lysa Esroga Chalisa, bring a sweet esrog. And hollow it out a little bit, make a hole in it. V'lamalia, fill that hole dufsha with honey. V'loisva be'milalei denuro, put it on the gecholim. So now you're cooking the esrog with the dvash. V'lichle, let him eat it. Reb Chanina Omar, meiraglayim b'nei arboim yoim, 40-day-old meiraglayim, has medicinal value. Interesting thing, when I have it tomorrow also, Meiraglayim, you can drink on Shabbos or not. Yeah, the Yavitz brings a right, the Chuyish is seeing from the Gemara that it's mutter to drink Meiraglayim Shalodom. The Shulchan Aruch Pei Aleph says that Meiraglayim is mutter. Because it doesn't have the din of Psarodom, we don't need Psarodom. Meiraglayim Shalodom is mutter, but the Shach right away says there, Avada it's osur als Balta Shaktsu. The Zichanitz Balta Shaktsu on it. So the Yaiv, it's an interesting thing here. You see from this Gemara that if you're drinking it for refuah purposes, it takes off the Issa Balta Shaktsa. And we're not talking about Yeshua Sakone. That's clear from the Gemaras. That's from the Gemara later. We're not talking about Yeshua Sakonas here. So the fact that I'm using it for a refuah takes off the Issa Balta Shaktsa. Interesting thing. Is it because you go to Goyin and Shulchan Aruch on that Ramchabit that says Meiraglayim is mutter? One of the Mekoris he brings, that Meiraglayim mutter, is this Gemara. Itaka brings this Gemara.
Just simply
being,
he says,
you have
to live?
Yes, Ain bo sakona. Nothing to talk about, of course. You can jump off the gate whatever you want. I was say, even though it's Ainbo, you'll see tomorrow, it's clear, we'll talk about Ainbo sakona. More helpless work. I mean, obviously it works. Now, so we have different things that works. It depends how much you take. Barzino is a small amount. They bring from the Orch, it's an eighth of revius, lezibura, for a tzir or bite. What do they tie to the ziburas? What?
Wasp.
Okay. Revius of the Meiraglayim Zahakra for a scorpion bite. Palgo, half a lug. Rivo. Palga River, half a lug, for Gilui, River, full lug, I feel like Shofim, I will help him for Shofim. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Anigrin Avnegar Tiraiko Malu, they help, Bein Legiluya, Bein Legshofim. Now, what are these things? Anigrin we had in Brochus. Anigrin is made silka. It's the water you cook certain vegetables in. I don't know, I always thought we taught me that silka was beets. I think they claim it's spinach. Nice nisht. Avnegar is water that was soaked in, it's something called benigri, some sort of spice. And teraiko, how you pronounce it, teraiko is tsori, which they say is balsam, correct. Okay, it's a very interesting Gemara. I'm on the ball of chivya, forget about getting bitten, the guy swallowed a snake. How he did that is an interesting question, but he did it. Luchle, let him eat. Kshusa b'milcha, hops with salt. V'lirate klosa mila, and then run 3 meal. The exercise, Rashi will soon say the exercise, and the getting heated up from this concoction, plus getting shaken up, you'll see in a minute, heats up the body and it kills the snake inside. So Rashi says, you'll see. Rav Simi Barashi Chaz Yalu Gavri saw a person the Bolachivya. Is Idn like a parsha? He made himself look like a parsha. Parsha is a horseman, like a soldier. A cow horseman. They were trying to scare him. Rashi says the pachad, together with the running, together with this kshus concoction, shocks him, heats him up, and the snake dies inside. So he scared him. Then uchlik shus, he fed him this kshus submilk, this hops with salt. Va'arete, he made him run, come in front of him, tossed him in the 3 million. Ve'nofak mine, the snake came out from him, guvi, shtiklach, pieces. Ikadamre, that's not the story as it happened. It was the other way around. Rav Simi Bar Ashi himself, bolachivya, and os Eliyahu Novi came to help him. Idmalek Parsha, made Eliyahu Novi made himself look like a Parsha. Ochlik shoots of him, he fed him this hops with salt business. Arate Kami made him run in front of him, tlosim mili. Venofak Mini, the snake came out, guva, piecewise. Hai man de tarke chivya. Okay, a bit more usual. He got bitten by a snake. Let's say ubro de chamro chivis, the fetus of a white donkey. Velikra a, tear it apart. Velosil should sit on it. Vehani mili gloshtachik treifa. That only works if the mother is not a treifa. So you need the ubor from a white chamor where she is not a treifa. Is Ahubar Kasha the Pumpadiso? This fellow in Pumpadiso worked for the government. Looks like he was an IRS man. He was a Yid, but he worked for the government. The Tarke Chivyo got bitten by a snake. Okay, so they friend, they'll go get this ASIC. So they went looking for white. We need a white pregnant white donkey. It was not a treifim. Havatleisa Chamri Chivyo Pumpadiso. There were 13 white available donkeys. Could be it's a guzma. 13 is a number the Gemara used sometimes. It's just a guzma. Anyway, karinu lekulu. They opened them all up. Vishtakhu treifa. They were all treifas. So it was no good. Havichada. There was one more about who gives the Pumpadiso to on the other side of Pumpadiso. Adam Azli. Till they got there. Adam Azli Maisa. Till they got there, they bring it. Ochlaye. A lion ate it up, so they blew it, whatever it is. The poor guy got bitten by a snake, and they couldn't get what they needed. The 13 that they had, all turns out the mothers were trapers. The one that was on the side of town by the time they got there was eaten up by a lion. Strange thing. Zokta Abaye, Omul Abaye, it looked odd. It was clear that Hashgocha was making it, that this guy shouldn't be healed. I mean, that 13 or 14 shots over there, it all didn't work out. Omul Abaye, you know what? Dil Mechivya de Rabbonin Tarkei. Maybe the Rabbonon snake bit him. The Lesley Asusa, for that there is no medicine. Someone who goes against the Rabbonon is Yishachenu Nochosh. And that Yishachenu Nochosh, there's no refuah. So that's why the Eibishter made it, that there should be no refuah. It didn't work out. Then Abai said, not knowing the history of this fellow. So they said, you're right. Omule Ein Rebbe. You're right. He was a Poritz Geder. The Kinoch Nafshe de Rav, when Rav died, Goza Reb Yitzchak Babisno, they made a gzeira. The leko de lemetayin, nobody should bring osu v'gid moses hadas and gid me his lula branches lebehi lula betavlo. They used to have a minig that by the chosen kala they would bring hadasim leaves and lulav leaves to make mesameich, and they would bring it accompanied by music. Tavla means bells. They would bring it with the musicals as a sign of avelus. When Rav died, he shouldn't do it anymore. This guy went and did it. Did it anyway against the takona of Rav Yisrael. Is a gemara parrot together? Was aliyo amte also begin mila be lula betavlo etake tarke chivya. Umis. That's not another type. Nochesh. That's Chazal's nochesh. That you're not going to find the refuah.